Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I think you're going to really like this episode. Yeah, so go on. One of the things that I have noticed is actually this observation that the undergrad students actually go through during this time. Well, especially in India because I live here. One of the things that I have seen is that if you are a boy, right, a general male, first of all, it's really hard to get into colleges that you dream of getting into. But okay, let's not go there. That's a pretty obvious way to go. One of the weirdest things that I've seen, especially when I've been traveling through metro, is that you cannot sit, you cannot have a seat, man, even in the metro, because the people, the way people look at you is, oh man, this little shit, he's full of energy, let's move him away from this place. So what happens in usually, if you have experience, I don't know, but if you go in the metro, there are some seats that are reserved for women, for old people, for, yeah, a lot of reservations. And in the one of the places in the metro, it's also written, please give the seat to someone who needs it more than you. I do realize the virtuous and the moral aspect of it, that you should give your seat and stuff. But one of the things that I have also observed is the way bachelors and tenants are treated. So if you are living in a PG, even if you are in a flat with your friends, you have contributed. I also live in an apartment, and a lot of tenants and bachelors come to the flat downstairs, and the way they are treated, man, it's sad. They are kicked around, they are made to do stuff, they are looked down upon for not having too much things to suffer for. Like, the people just look at us and see that, hey, this guy is having fun right now, let's try to reduce it a little bit. So what I've seen is the bachelor and tenants, people are really annoyed by those guys, man. I have seen clips right now of fights in metros and stuff about, yeah, with students and old people. So, I actually saw this one guy. So in the metro, there is a seat reserved for a woman only. And when I saw the guy sitting, he was sitting on the reserved seat for women. And beside him, on a general seat... Yeah, funny. I had to go back. Sorry for this cut in the episode. I am also going to explain why I went away. Because it also pertains to the issue that I was talking about what happens with the guys our age, especially pursuing undergraduate stuff. Yeah, so what I was saying was that lady beside him was sitting in a general seat. The guy was in the reserved seat for women. So what he did was, he swapped the seats. So he went to a general seat and let the lady sit on the seat for the ladies, and now suddenly there's no demand for him to get up and offer his seat to that lady. And well, actually it is a smart move, even though if you consider morally and stuff. Yeah, I don't think, and the thing about it was that the lady asking for the seat wasn't really old. Yeah, but the look on her face was of general and, yeah, pretty insane disgust that I have seen. But she was speechless because, well, it is weird to see us fight back in a logical way. It was weird, pretty weird. But that guy sat around, put his headphones back in, and, well, I think that lady couldn't do anything. And one of the things that I'm really impressed from is the lady sitting beside him who understood his pain, man. Because... This happened to me yesterday as well. Sometimes in the metro, there are seats empty of senior citizens and stuff. And when there aren't any senior citizens around, you can actually sit on them. So, well, I was coming back from my college and I got really relieved. Wow, man, I got a seat in this really busy metro. I think I'm gonna enjoy this. And just five minutes later, two old ladies just popped up. I don't know from where, man. I really don't know. And well, I don't wait till people stand in front of me to give them their seats, because it looks weird. So I just got up, and the guy sitting beside me, he was a little old man, but not that old. So we looked at each other and gave each other a knowing glance, that man, not now. And then we had to get up, give the seat to the old lady. Yeah, so what I was talking about was that I'm impressed by the lady as well. Man, if I knew her name, shout out to her, man. She actually helped the guy, swapped with him, sat in the seat reserved for the ladies. And I'm not saying this in any sense to offend anyone. I do realize that we should give seats sometimes, but you do need to realize that we are oftentimes students travel a lot, man. I know people who travel 4 hours a day to reach their college and come back, the time combined, they're really tired sometimes. And I think I really understand that. I think I really respect that lady now, although I don't remember much about her anymore. But yeah, man, and if you're someone old listening to this, please show some sympathy to us as well. I know it sounds very weird with the suffering that is going on, but man, students are also going through a lot of stuff. Some of them are not satisfied with their college. Some of them really put efforts in the entrances and weren't able to get to their place that they wanted to. They are extremely underwhelmed by where they go. So I think, yeah, these guys also, this weird community that has never seen sympathy, should also get it sometimes. Yeah, I do realize it sounds weird, but yeah. Yeah, coming back to the point of the tenants and bachelors. Man, those guys really live weird lives. One of the things that I have really seen, that they usually have hired someone to clean their house, some help. And their helps even treat them. Like, the way they are treated is really grotesque, man. They can't play music in peace. They can't do stuff. I do realize that sometimes they can be a big annoyance, but a lot of times they don't mean any harm. But what I've seen outside buildings as well, like a few societies, there's sometimes written dogs not allowed, please scoop the poop, and usually near that board it's written no bachelor and tenants can live here and stuff. And even when you go looking for PGs, majority of the PGs that I've seen, the boards I've seen, although I am relatively inexperienced in this because I still live with my parents at home, but one of the things that I have seen, most of them are for girls only. This PG is for, no hate to girls, man, I know they also suffer a lot. But if you are a general male who is pursuing undergraduate courses, and what I mean by general, okay, I don't think I should say general male, but just a male who is below a certain age where he is not perceived as old. And let me tell you why I know so much about this, because during one point of time I was actually bulking up, building a little muscle. I had gone from 59 kg to 75 kg, and I had also grown my beard a lot. And what I actually found, that people were treating me differently just because I looked a little older. They weren't as aggressive. It was like we had a bond of getting older as well. But whoever you are, if you're listening to this and you suffer through this problem, I think one of the things you have to understand is you are not going to enjoy when you grow up if you are not suffering right now because of these small problems. The problems you're suffering right now, when you grow older, it's gone. When you go to places and people are not taking your seat, you're going to feel a different level of satisfaction, because at some point in time you will be the one making young people suffer, and you will bear the torch of old people when you are one, to make sure these little children suffer when they are at a certain age, so that they value what they have when they grow old. Because just yesterday when I gave my seat up to those two old ladies, what I saw in their eyes, like literally, I literally heard this in my mind when I looked in one of their eyes, one of the old lady's eyes. She, I think she must be thinking, wow, man, at least we have something to look forward to while we grow old. That we get, wow, man, we get easily get seats in the train, people get up. And if you think from their perspectives as well, they have lived their life, they are just here to chill now, they want to relax a little. And whatever respect we show them, I think it's pretty good for them. Some of the old people also get pretty lonely, I've seen around. Their kids have left them, they live alone in their houses. And I think this little bit of decency from us, although it sometimes may cause discomfort to us, I think it's okay to be this. Because I tell you the story of suffering, but one of the things that I also tell you is one time I gave this seat to an old person and he was impressed. He was putting his hand, he just immediately put his hand on my shoulder and well, he had a proud look on his face that I'm giving my seat to him involuntarily without him asking. I think these little things matter in the end. I think there is a meaning in this. There is meaning in this suffering that we suffer right now and how relaxed we will feel later on when we are the old people torturing kids and taking their seats in the metro. But I think there is deep symbolism in this fact that in some sense we are taking on the suffering that the old people once felt when they were young, the uncertainties they went through. And I think there's significance in bearing up to this torch, bearing your mark, giving your seats up sometimes. Maybe sitting in general seats rather, and avoiding the seats that require you to give them up for reservation. Maybe be as smart as that guy who wore headphones, who swapped his seat with the lady around him, beside him. And yeah, I think these are the things that make it worth it, that we will remember. Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah, so as you can see, there is really deep meaning in everything if you actually think about it. I know you guys are suffering now, we all are. But let's just say when we grow a little older, we grow beards, we get into the real world, as the people say, after college. I think we will be treated differently, somewhat differently. We will have our seats, and that will make it much more our worth to grow old. Yeah, I took it a little too far, but yeah. Yeah, so now I'll tell you why I went outside in the middle and had to cut this clip. So there's these cleaning ladies that come in our building and usually clean our floors, and yeah, I respect them for that. But and they usually go knocking around flats of knocking around apartments to ask for water. And what I've seen, these old people, all these old people pretend that they are not at home. They do not open their doors and are not ready. So I think these ladies now know that I will always open the door, so they always come to ask me for water. And that's why I had to go. But yeah, it's all right. I think water spoke till now. I feel pretty good. Yeah, I think it's just a start of a new chapter. I think we all should welcome it. And yeah. Yeah, so moving on. I think I got a little too emotional in this one. Pretty weird. I think I just expressed the agony, and I only went to college for a very few days, man. Yeah, but I think now I'll see it differently. Even if one person sees it differently, I think I'll be a little happy. Yeah, one of the things that I have also been doing this past month has been looking to improve myself, looking into ways that are somewhat common that everyone can follow. One thing that I have noticed is it gets pretty hard and there is suffering. But what I realize that life is already a little tough, but we do a lot of things that makes it way worse, man. Like chasing instant gratification, choosing to delay our work. Maybe you are pursuing a degree that you don't like. But one concept that I have just grasp the surface of really is that a lot of times you do not have best out of two choices. You really have to pick your poison. And I think sometimes the option is what can I choose that is less worse than the other thing that is a little bit more worse than this? And I think you should think about it as well. I don't think a lot of times you can find exactly one thing that you are going to do. And even if you found it, it can be hard to pursue it. It can be really hard. However, if you are on a journey, you are pursuing something meaningful that you also like, keep going, man. Keep going. But for the majority of people, I thought that you need to pick your poison willingly. One thing that I have seen is, well, let's say suffering is coming at you and you are not ready for it. And you are not ready for it. And if you choose to take up that suffering willingly, the reaction of your brain is totally different. So let's say a war is coming. Yeah, just a metaphor, but good one. And you have to just go there aimlessly, right? It suddenly came out of nowhere, this war that you have to fight. So your brain will be fight or flight mode or freeze mode, whatever it is. But if you willingly choose to overcome this, the response of your brain will be very different. And you should rely on it. A lot of times you need to choose to voluntarily confront what is in front of you, and you'll see how your brain supports you, man. Your mind is a really powerful tool. It will support you. You should voluntarily take on this, man. I think a lot of people historically had to do this. Lot of people. And I think if one person has done it, so can you, man. You are also human. You can also do it. Well, one of the reasons why I'm also making this episode is that because of all you guys, man, thank you. I have been invited to an event of some Spotify Podcasters Day. And if I actually want to network with some people there if I get the chance. I don't know if anyone shows up there. I don't know. But yeah, I've got the ticket to go there. So before that, I need to make some episodes so that there is not a huge gap in my episode. So yeah, there's not a too huge gap so that I cannot even talk to some of the guys who are pretty regular on the podcast. But however, now I will really try to be regular. I have been trying to really improve myself in a lot of ways, and I think this is one of the places that I can actually relieve myself of. Okay, sorry if you heard those words, but I actually get some stress off my mind to talk to you guys, and it's pretty good. And one thing that I've seen is whenever I talk about ideas and stuff, like some trivial stuff and giving it some deep meaning, like the metro stuff, you guys really like it. I get a lot of listens, and I'm grateful for every single one of you, man. And well, actually I've just been reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, and in that book, I don't exactly remember the line, but yeah, I've also been reading that book on the metro sometimes. Yeah, and one of the things that I found in it, Marcus Aurelius, first of all, you should look into that guy, Marcus Aurelius. But one thing that I found in his chapter was, well, when you are waking up and you are thinking of sleeping away, you are thinking, oh man, let me just sleep for one or two more hours. Really ask yourself, man, why are you here? Is your human purpose here just to sleep? Is it not to continually go forward, move forward, and actually bear the load of your existence? Pick your poison. Keep moving forward. And well, I think the path to whatever you're looking for leads to where you least want to look, in some sense. So I think the least where you might want to look is while you are wasting your time watching reels. And one of the things that I've seen online is that people are saying, oh my god, man, I just woke up and yesterday was 2020 and now it's suddenly 2023. Some people are bragging that, oh my god, man, last time I remembered what I did was back in 2019. And I think that's because we are consuming a lot of content. Do you even remember what you watched 3-5 reels ago? I think we should stop doing this. we should bear something, and I think we all can lead our society into a better place, and I think it's happening. A lot of reels are coming up saying that put down your phone, get back to work. The reels about accepting God, and a lot of things. I think the youth is also taking up the mantle of God. It's pretty good to see that. I am seeing new content creators coming along who are preaching good stuff, and I think it's awesome. I think we as a generation can take the world to a very better place, and I think because of being online and seeing all that comments against you, fighting with people online in comment sections and stuff, we have become pretty desensitized to humiliation, I think, in some sense, and we take things a lot lightly, and I think that we can use that ability in our normal life to go beyond. There's this concept of integrating your shadow self, and one of the things that is actually good is sometimes your path to improvement will come with anger, but if you use that anger as a driving force forward, you are using it as a shield. You are making it that anger that you use to move forward. Sometimes it can become determination, it can become focus. The fear that you feel, the uncertainty that you feel, if you use it to fuel yourself, if you use the uncertainty in a certain way, it can become discipline. You can turn out chaos into order. And I think we should not be on our phones as much. Yeah, I think so. Man, love you guys. Really awesome recording this episode with you. And I think I'll sign off from here. I'll literally, as soon as I get privacy, I will try to upload an episode when I'm alone at home. I'll really try, guys. So you can send any question, queries, any reviews at guytalknp@gmail.com. That is guytalknp@gmail.com. And you can rate this podcast. I think there's a new rating feature on Spotify, and I'm actually surprised to see that some people have actually given it 5 stars, because I do realize that the last episode was really shitty. But thank you guys for your support, man. And I'll certainly revert back to what has been going on. And thank you guys, and bye.